Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Last weekend was tremendous. Yeah, four really good games. This weekend, I think we're in for another great weekend. Saturday, you got Minnesota at San Francisco. Then you got Tennessee at Baltimore. Then Sunday, Houston at Kansas City, Seattle at Green Bay. Eight games, eight quarterbacks. And Rob Parker, I contend that the quarterback who is under the most pressure to win, the quarterback who will be criticized the most if he doesn't perform well in a loss, is none other than the great Aaron Rodgers. And here's why I say it. One, if you look at all the quarterbacks who are left, no one has anything close to his resume. Now, Russell Wilson has been in the playoffs and won 14 games in the playoffs, or played 14 games, I believe. And Aaron Rodgers has played 16. Everybody else is very new to this postseason stuff. Jimmy Garoppolo, first playoff start. Kirk Cousins, we know his history, hadn't been able to win in the playoffs, had a big win last week, got the monkey off his back. I think anything he does from here is gravy. Tennessee, you got Ryan Tannehill. I mean, really? You expecting that much from him? Threw for like 80 yards last week. Lamar Jackson, another youngin'. I know he's had a great year, but he's a young boy. Then you got Deshaun Watson, another young boy. Patrick Mahomes, a youngin' as well. So I think if the Green Bay Packers, after going 13-3, after shoring up the defense, after shoring up the running game, if they lose and Aaron Rodgers is needed, he needs to do what he used to do. 300 some odd yards, three touchdowns. If he needs to have a typical Aaron Rodgers game of yesterday, a throwback game, and he doesn't do it, then he will get criticized. He's always had excuses, and some of them are legit explanations. The defense couldn't get it done. There was no running game. There won't be any excuses if they lose and he doesn't deliver. Now, if he throws for 300-something, several touchdowns, and that defense doesn't deliver and they lose, then you can't kill him. But I think he will be critiqued hard and harshly, and he is the quarterback under the most pressure to get it done.
Couldn't disagree with you more. I think it's Lamar Jackson.
Surprise,
from two standpoints. A, Lamar's had this unbelievable regular season, and he's not just playing for the Ravens. He's playing for quarterbacks of his ilk.
There is no quarterback of his ilk.
Yes, it is. This whole notion that people are going to be open to a quarterback who can do what he does, where before they wouldn't be as apt of changing their team to fit a guy who can do what he does. Already last year, and you say he's a young guy, and I get it. But last year, he set the league on fire, winning like the last six games, and then he got to the playoffs, and he was stymied in the first half. People were even calling and talking about putting Joe Flacco back in because they felt like, well, we're down. He can't – you mean the pocket passer to try to come back? There's no time to run the football. So if he were to have this great season, which has been unbelievable – And he doesn't perform or they lose, the whole conversation will be, I told you guys like this can't win in the playoffs because we haven't seen it yet. So he's playing for, yes, the Ravens and what they've done this year and all the stuff that he's accomplished, which has been great, but also the naysayers who are ready to pounce on him because we saw it last year in the playoffs. The same team that he ran all over with, were the Chargers, in the regular season, met him a couple weeks later, and totally shut him down. So this is what, that's why I think, and I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers, sure, if he plays terribly and they lose, he's going to get criticized.
Not terribly.
I'm just saying if he doesn't play well. But I do believe that it's Lamar who's playing for something even bigger with opening the door to kick the door. And if Lamar is as dominant as he was this year, Chris, and I'm talking about in the playoffs where he's just – dominant and he can run the table, right? Run over them and everybody goes, wow, they're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Then that changes everything. So I think there's a little added pressure there on Lamar.
Well, you're right in what you said about Lamar Jackson. And if he doesn't have a great game and they lose,
right,
then there will be criticism. And you're right. A lot of people come out, see
it doesn't work in the playoffs.
Right.
And you know what
no
I mean?
No question.
That is something that will come. Now, if he can shatter that the way he's done during the regular season where people say, oh, he can't keep this up. And they just, what they win, nine or 10 in a row? They went through good teams.
11 or something.
Was
like
that what it wound up being? But it was awesome, the streak.
Yep.
And they went through good teams to do it. Patriots were undefeated when they knocked them off. And even at that time, I mean, you might look back and say maybe the Patriots aren't that good, but I'm saying at that time they were 8-0. So I just think that that's where a lot of the pressure, because this is a year he could win, really. And I'm looking at in the AFC, why can't the Ravens win?
Oh, no, they can.
Right? They can.
But the reason I say there's more pressure on Aaron Rodgers is because of age. Like, Lamar, I'm not going to kill a guy in his second year as a starter. First year as a full-time starter for not getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to learn. I'm not going to kill him because his second playoff game wasn't up to snuff. And that's the difference. Like, Aaron Rodgers, again, he's always had an explanation or an excuse for why he's only got one Super Bowl. People have said he's the greatest we've ever seen throw the football, and yet he's only been to one Super Bowl. Forget winning. He's only been to one Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think you have a revisionist history. The onside kick in Seattle. They were going to the Super Bowl. The
no,
tight end.
No, I'm not saying some of the excuses weren't legit.
Okay.
No, they're legit, but still, he's gotten a pass. And now they gave him the defense. They gave him the run game. And when Mike McCarthy, who's a good coach by all estimations, when he was pushed out the door last year, a lot of people put it on Aaron Rodgers. And now you got this little hot shot play caller, Matt LaFleur, and the running game is looking good. The defense with the free agents you got, the Smiths and all that, they're D'ing up. If you don't deliver, like you always talk about Tom Brady, if they hold the Seattle Seahawks to 14 points, which is very possible, 17 points. And Rodgers can't deliver, has no touchdowns, only has one touchdown, averages 5 yards per attempt, something like that. Then he is going to be the one to get the bulk of the criticism, Rob. And Lamar has got – some people rightly are going to say he's young.
No, but the only difference is – to other quarterbacks in the AFC, aren't these proven winners? They've won one playoff game? Tannehill's won one. Who else am I missing?
Mahomes
has won. Do you know what like you can't get
Watson
through those? You can't get through those guys? Like, seriously, you're the most dominant quarterback of the season. And nobody, Tom Brady's not in your way. It's not like you had to go to Foxborough and beat Tom Brady or something. There's nobody there. So yes, Chris, he's a second-year quarterback, but all the other three guys haven't done enough in the postseason to where Lamar shouldn't be expected to beat them. That's what I'm saying to you.
But I could look at a lot of the guys in the NFC as well. Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right, but you got a guy who he's playing
Wilson's
who's won a
legit
Super Bowl. Right,
but you're in your own ballpark.
I'm not
you're
saying
you're in Lambeau. It's going to be cold.
They're favorites. They should
it's
be
the tundra.
They should be the favorites.
Right.
They're favorites.
And if they don't get it, I mean, heck, Russell Wilson, the Seahawks are beaten up.
Yeah,
they're worn out. What's Russell Wilson got?
But I've seen
his
what you call
his running back was sitting on the couch 2 weeks ago. His running back was doing what we're doing 2 weeks ago. I mean, Russell Wilson is going in there with his troops less than on all 12 cylinders. And Green Bay is coming off this bye, and they're 13-3.
I still believe that they're going to the Super Bowl, like
right.
I picked
no,
before the year.
No, I know you
year.
Believe
I,
it.
I do. I
and
really,
you might be right.
I believe. I just believe where the way it's set up, and you know what they have going with the balance. And my big thing
that's
is
that's more even more reason why if Rodgers
but I don't
doesn't
look at
deliver.
It, but I don't look at it as pressure from that standpoint. Pressure used to be, Aaron, if you don't have five touchdowns and put up 40 points, you got no shot to win. That's what he used to have to face.
Well, that's not the case now.
And
that's
I'm just
my
saying,
point.
And because he won three games, they were 3-0 when he didn't even throw a touchdown. I'm just saying he went and
you
played
giving
within
him credit
the
for that?
No, he played within whatever the framework was, and it wasn't the end of the world that he didn't do
in
it.
In the
that,
regular season.
No, I'm just saying.
It's a short menu, Rob. Postseason wins and postseason
if they
losses.
If they win and get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, we'll see. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a great –
I think he'll be praised.
I think he'll have a great postseason,
and
to be honest.
I'll give him major credit if he wins the Super Bowl and doesn't have a great game.
No, I think he will.
I don't think it matters. If he wins the Super Bowl, 203 yards passing, no touchdowns,
no,
a pick,
I'm not with that. I'm not with
really?
That. That's a Brady Super Bowl. I'm not with
Does
that.
Does it count?
No, it doesn't count.
So Aaron, you wouldn't give Aaron Rodgers credit?
I would be like he rode the back of the defense.
Okay,
or
so
Aaron,
what, isn't it a team
Aaron
game?
Aaron Jones. No, I don't look at it that way.
It's not a team game?
No, because I'm just saying when the same way that you could count Peyton Manning's second championship.
Okay,
you
count it.
I just say that it ain't Peyton Manning.
I'm going to prove to you that you counted.
Got a parting gift.
No, I'm going to prove to you that you counted. Whose career would you rather have, Eli's or Peyton's?
I'd take Eli's.
Oh, God. You don't even believe that. You would not. See?
I just said that.
Peyton.
You know what Peyton's record was?
I just backed you into a corner.
No, you know what Peyton's
you wouldn't take Peyton
you know what
Manning's
Peyton's
career.
Playoff record
Peyton
was?
Peyton Manning's
was
one
like
of
14-13 or something. Go look it up. He didn't have the greatest postseason.
Peyton Manning
he was not considered
a
great postseason quarterback.
Peyton Manning has two Super Bowl championships.
I got it. Five MVPs or whatever it was.
Five MVPs. And
I know his stats.
Is one of the top 10 quarterbacks
and
of
he
all
was 14-13
time.
In the playoffs.
So you really would rather take – Don't I know you're just trying to save face.
No,
I see
I'm not.
You smiling.
I'm smiling because
really
it's my birthday
Eli,
today.
You would take Eli Manning's career over Peyton Manning's.
I just told you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We started out, Rob, talking about this is a nice, it's been a great, great day, you know, fun and camaraderie, friendship, all that, right? But we got to go to a topic that's not that friendly, and that is the beef, the Twitter beef between former teammates, good friends. Hopefully they're still good friends, and they'll work this out eventually. But it's Kevin Durant and Kendrick Perkins on Twitter going at it. Rob G., can you explain, give us the whole context of the issue?
Yeah, just a quick summary now. A Boston Celtics reporter responded to a tweet that Kendrick Perkins put out saying that Russell Westbrook was Mr. Thunder. He's, you know, the greatest Thunder in history. Not necessarily the best player, but Mr. Thunder. And
is true.
And so the Celtics reporter kind of pointed out about Kevin Durant.
And it is different. Durant, but obviously
right.
the better player.
Durant's the best player,
right.
No question.
Right. Yeah. So the reporter pointed out, hey, what about Kevin Durant? And he made some joke about Westbrook not being able to get out of the first round. And Perk started it by saying, well, I was there when KD couldn't get out of the second round without Russ. And then things kind of snowballed out of control. KD clapped back. Perk clapped back. And
but here's
next
how
you know,
they clap back.
Getting called a coward.
KD clapped back with... Yeah, my center on those teams averaged 2 points and three
and
rebounds.
And he added Kendrick Perkins twice.
And it was like, but you played hard. Way to go, champ. And then Perk went nuclear. You know where he went, folks. He said, boy, stop it. You made the weakest move in NBA history going to a 73-win team that you had down 3-1. And, of course, KD shot back, and then Perk went at him again and said his move to the Golden State Warriors was cowardly. So it got ugly. And I don't think any fans loved it, but even us in the media, it's a lot we can
talk
about.
A little bit.
Yeah,
it's
just because I know they were cool.
Right. But I mean, to see people like that, even in our business, sometimes we see our people, right, in the media going at it on social media. And it's like, dude, why don't you have that conversation on the phone if you got a disagreement or whatever, rather than in public?
Here's the thing, though. I've said this before. I think KD, I have no problem with him getting on social media. A lot of people do. I don't have a problem with him going back at reporters, going back at players, going back at Joe Schmo from Idaho. You know, I mean, that's what he does. He'll go at random guys.
That just shows that he's the most sensitive of all time.
Well, he is sensitive, but here's the thing. My thing has always been, my biggest concern with it is just his mental health with it. Because studies have been done to show that social media can make people more depressed and less happy. You know, because whether it's FOMO, fear of missing out, you're seeing all these other kids doing all these great things and you're not all these
what
other people.
What do they call
people,
it? FOMO? Fear
of missing out.
Fear of missing out.
FOMO. Or if it's just other people criticizing you and you reading all that, whatever it is. But that's my biggest concern for Kevin Durant with the social media. But if he likes it, he's happy, and he can still go out there and perform at the top of his game, then hey, if that's what floats your boat, fine. But what I've always said, Rob, is this. Kevin Durant needs to win gracefully. More than anybody else. He don't need to call people, don't brag about how much he's won, call people out who don't win. Just when you won your titles in Golden State, win gracefully. Everybody gave you props. You were the finals MVP. And don't go at anybody because it's too easy. That's the problem. And I never killed Durant for going to Golden State. But it's too easy for someone he's going at to just be like, hold up, dude. Who you calling out when you went to go, you know? And that he went at Perk. I think he went at Perk first. I think Perk's tweet was just a fact. Hey, you know, KD couldn't get out of the second round,
know.
So
how you
killing Russ?
I thought it was cringeworthy. I don't know. I guess maybe are they on par as players? So for
no,
a lesser player,
oh,
no,
you
that's
mean
what I,
just by
the, do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like for a lesser player to kind of, you know, I get it. I don't know, Chris. It just seemed like it was unequal, and Perk really went like for the jugular to me.
Well,
like,
he did.
And the other one, too, when
KD
you say that.
KD kind of went at him hard.
But those are facts, too. You said that it was
hard.
Facts.
Yeah, but that who cares?
Two
we
and
know
three.
Perk ain't a great
right,
player.
Right, okay.
You know, but.
I'm just saying.
He hit Perk basically as hard as he could hit Perk. How else could he hit Perk? He hit Perk as hard as he could. 2 and 3. And Perk hit him as hard as he could. You made a weak move, according to Perk and a lot of other people. And that's where it got ugly. My thing is this, though, Rob. I would hate to see a friendship destroyed over this,
that bothers me. That was destroyed, I thought.
But.
What'd you think?
They might. Hopefully, they can get it back together. Look, Charles Barkley, his relationship with Michael Jordan, they were close during playing days.
And then what did he say that Mike went?
He criticized Mike as an owner. I can't remember specifically
what
Mike it was.
Really didn't
And
take...
Mike didn't like it. And from what. You know, I hear they aren't as close anymore, if they're close at all. And so sometimes, you know, that's how it is. But you and I have always said a player that wants to move into the media, the thing you have to do is you can't let your friendships and allegiances.
I agree
and
with that. Once you get into
stop you from being objective.
Once you get here, but you got to also be careful. We've seen other players. Don't just be shooting bullets, you know what I mean? Like kind of just throwing stuff out there. That could hurt you as well. Would you say that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to have some degree of credibility.
That's what I mean. You just can't be like
now,
just.
But Perk's got. He wasn't a star. He wasn't nearly as good as Kevin
Durant. We had him in here.
But he's got credibility.
No, I get that. I'm just saying. But it could also hurt you if you're a little too over the top and maybe you're not.
Do you think this will hurt Perk?
No. I don't think so.
Perk is a little, you know, he's a little like Oakley. Now, he wasn't, you know, as beloved in New York, as one place as Oakland. But he was kind of that kind of player.
No, I got you. Yeah, where people could latch on to guys like that.
Yep.
I saw it first. I covered Oakley. You know what I mean? When he was with the Knicks. And he was beloved. I mean, he wasn't the greatest player. It wasn't about that. But he hustled. He gave you everything. You know what I mean? Every night. And people love that.
What do you think? See, look, I did not kill Kevin Durant for going to Golden State. And one of the major reason I didn't was because I felt like I didn't want to be what I thought would be hypocritical, because I was like, look, I saw this with LeBron. People killed LeBron when he went to Miami. But then when he won the championships, all of a sudden everybody was praising him. He was winning MVPs and everything. And so I said that day, the same thing's going to happen. I'm not killing Kevin Durant, because when he wins a championship, two, maybe three, and he's maybe won a few finals MVPs, everybody's going to praise him. So how can we kill him and say it was such a weak move, but then when it comes to fruition and he wins, we're going to praise him for it?
But my thing wasn't when I thought it was a bad move for the NBA and mess with the competitive balance. So my thing was, he's a free agent, Chris. He could do whatever he wants, but this was a bad move. So it was really more about that than it was about his right to go anywhere. Do I think it looked good for him or helped him at all? No, I don't think it helped him.
Don't think the move helped him?
No, I think it hurt him.
He got the two championships.
I got that, but I think it hurt him from the standpoint of how people looked at him.
Okay.
I agree,
but what do you think about
he got his championships
his
and
his legacy. His legacy is better off because
You also have people like Walt Clyde Frazier, who here's a guy who was a great player in this league, and some other people saying
the top 50.
Right? He's a top 50 player. A lot of people don't know. You guys are young. Walt Clyde Frazier was a baller, straight up.
No doubt.
Don't look at him with the crazy
suits
and go, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He was a straight up baller, okay? So when guys like that go, can't count on it, there's an asterisk next to it. I'm just saying, he got his championships, he balled out, he got the MVPs, he got the jumper in LeBron's face. We saw all of it, Chris. He's a great player. But there's still just a little bit back there where you go,
no, you're right.
Right?
And that's –
you don't want that.
No, you're and that's, Rob, why I say he needs to chill. Like, here's the deal. We see Shaq – and Charles go at it, right? And Shaq's always got the trump card.
And that's always
you didn't win any rings, right?
That's always.
Was it Barkley that went at him and said Kobe got you those rings? Obviously, Shaq was
right.
Got
Shaq
his
was
rings.
The most dominant player in the league
he
at
got
that
his
time.
Rings.
Even as good as
but
Kobe
was. But here's
was.
My point: if you're Kevin Durant on that show, and you can't say to Barkley, you ain't got no rings. Why? Because Barkley's got the ultimate. He can go nuclear just like K-Perk. That's why I say KD needs to win gracefully. If you win it in Brooklyn, now Brooklyn would be different because it would kind of prove you just went there and won it on your own with Kyrie.
Right. And
but
that,
still,
that,
don't but, you don't need to rub your ring. Don't rub those two rings in people's faces.
But the whole idea that he did decide to go somewhere where an organization, you know, had never won and have to put in work. You're going there to be the stepchild. Even though the Knicks are horrible, it's still their town. Like the same thing with Kawhi.
No, no question.
Kawhi coming to the Clippers instead of the Lakers. It was laid out for him, right? It was laid out for him.
No question about it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He plays Ryan on Shrill on Hulu. It's a great show on Hulu. You got to check it out.
Go get Hulu'd.
Oh. And he is next on Celebrity Corner.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
It's actor Luka Jones. We want to welcome him into Celebrity Corner with the Odd Couple. Luka, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, look, we heard that you were a Clippers fan before it was trendy. And I got to say this, Luka. It's a lot of people saying that right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if I can believe you because all of a sudden you got all these Clippers fans coming out of the woodwork.
So Luca, you got to prove that you were sitting in the section by yourself in the old days.
Well, and you got to prove. Give me some names. I don't want to hear Chris Paul, Blake Griffin.
Give me some bad names.
I don't want to hear Kawhi or Paul George. Give me some names when you were starting a fan.
No, I came to L.A. in 97, and, like, soon after then I was watching Michael Olowokandi and Darius Miles and Magetti and all those guys playing because they were the ticket to get. I mean, they were just easier to get, you know, and, like, they were super exciting.
They were. Everybody thought that young team. You had Darius Miles, Quentin Richardson.
Who was coaching
them?
Was that Larry Brown?
What?
Maybe Larry was before that.
I think Gentry might have been coach at that time.
Gentry, Dunleavy at some point, maybe. But yeah, okay. You're right. People thought that was going to be a hot young team, and obviously it didn't.
Hey, let me ask you about.
Sorry.
No problem. Let me ask you about this Kendrick Perkins, Kevin Durant beef.
Oh my goodness!
What'd you make of that? Whose side are you on?
I'm honestly on the of that happening more on Twitter because it was one of the most entertaining things I saw yesterday. that was so exciting. But like to watch these like big guys like get in there and like have it out in front of people is kind of fun. And I'm sure those guys are both okay. Don't you think?
Nobody got really hurt. I don't know if the thing that hurts me, and I agree, obviously, is entertaining, gives us something to talk about. Yeah. It's great as a fan. But it does hurt me a little that these guys were good friends. I'm not saying they were best friends, but they were good friends. And it seems like that is in question now. I'm sure it's going to be a while before they talk to each other. So that's a little bothersome. But, hey. They both went there, and it is what it is. Do you how do you feel? Do you agree with Perkins when he said that KD's move to Golden State was weak and he's not a real champion?
No. I get that that's like a very common take or whatever. I understand that like there's a sense in – who am I to judge like KD? But like there's a sense in which like of course he chose to join a situation that was easier than some other people that have won championships. But, like, I think he did what was best for him, and it seemed like the OKC situation, understandably, just wasn't the right chemistry for him, I think.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I'm glad that he's like, but now let me try Brooklyn. Let me show that that's not – all I'm about.
Done winning championships.
No, he's not. And Luca, your point is so well taken because if it was just about the easy way out, he wouldn't have gone to Brooklyn, even though Kyrie was going. So I think that's one thing. But I know it's a soft spot, and we know that he's pretty sensitive. What do you think about the Lakers I picked the Clippers to win the championship. Do you like what the Lakers have? I know you're a Clippers fan, but how much do you fear them?
I as a Clippers fan, I fear the Lakers, definitely. I was at both the opening game where the Clippers hosted the Lakers and also the Christmas Day game, and those were two of the best regular season games I've ever been to as a Clippers fan.
So you must be a season ticket holder.
I'm a season ticket holder on the Clippers, and then I found a way into the Lakers.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're a real basketball guy right there.
I mean, this is what's happening in L.A. right now. It's so exciting, I think, that there are two title contenders, not just in the same city, but in the same building.
Right.
That's crazy. And any basketball fan that lives in L.A. should be so happy and excited about that, I think. But, I think the Lakers could beat the Clippers. I think the Clippers should be favored, though, in a seven-game series right now. They're deeper and all that. They've won two. They've lost zero to that cross-town rival. What do you guys think?
We are joined by Luka Jones, who plays Ryan on the Hulu TV show Shrill. I agree with you. I mean, I've said before in the preseason, I think the Clippers should be the favorites. They're the best team on paper. I picked the Lakers to overcome them. But, yeah, they're right now they're neck and neck. I know the Lakers have a much better record. But the Clippers and the Lakers are clearly the two best teams in the West.
Hey Luka, let's switch to baseball and the Dodgers. All right, I know you were happy they went to the World Series a couple of years in a row. The Nationals broke.
Why don't they want to spend any money?
Yeah, this is you right there, Chris, because they don't get anybody. They haven't won a World Series since 1988. Friedman, who's their general manager, team president, came from Tampa Bay where they didn't have any money, and the Dodgers never get anybody. How do you feel? Are you frustrated as a Dodger fan?
Well, I'm frustrated at like not winning. I'm also frustrated at I went to both those World Series, especially the 2017 one. I'm frustrated that it was stolen from us by Houston
because of the cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be going around in baseball.
It does seem to be going around, but I think as long as they're keeping us winning divisions and putting us in a situation. Situation to get to the World Series. You're not going to get the World Series every year. Even when you get there, you're not going to win. We should have won in 2017. That was our title. But I think they're going to get us back.
Now, were you there when Washington, won the 5-game series? Were you at the 5th game when people at Dodgers did you walk out when who was it hit the grand slam? I just forgot.
I never walk out, but I don't remember who hit the. You mean
Howie Kendrick? Howie Kendrick hit the grand slam. I was wondering if you walked out.
No. I stayed through when they kept Clayton Kershaw in, and I was with everybody else. We were all stunned, going why do they have to keep him in? He's our guy, but just take him out once he gets his job done, and use the best pitcher for every. Every hitter and get out of that game and get into the next series. That definitely felt like a big missed opportunity for us.
All right, Luka, we got
very frustrating.
We got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds left. I want to ask you. Obviously, you're an actor. Now you got your PhD in philosophy, but gave it up to pursue acting. I mean, you got to tell us about your journey. I mean, that's a heck of a move.
I came out here. I thought I was going to be an actor, and it wasn't working out a long time ago, and I just went back to school, and then I went to USC for my PhD, and then somewhere in the middle of that I started performing on the side, and I got really, really lucky and started getting hired. And so once I finished my PhD, I was this is why I came out here. Back, so let's go for it.
That's great,
it
man.
Very lucky.
That's great.
I've been thinking about it the last month or so of getting my PhD at USC. So
in
I'm
acting.
I'm thinking about it and I am.
Should.
I'm teaching there as an adjunct now, in the Annenberg
That's
School.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about it, man. I might have to call you to think about just the PhD period and whether or not
Give
I should
me a ring
do it.
Whenever you want.
I appreciate
that. We'll talk to you whenever you want.
Luka, great stuff. And next time we're at a Lakers or a Clippers game, I guess, we'll try to find you.
Yes.
Are you down low? Your seats?
I'm not low. But I'm in section 110. You check me out.
Well, are you talking about his seats or whether or not he has a girl on the side or something? I don't know what you said. Is he down low?
quick context, Luka.
No.
Rob is a wannabe comedian. Wannabe.
He's funny.
Thank you, Luka. Thank you.
You just made his. That was the best birthday present
he's
got. Yes. I was going to say he's
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Luka.
I was going to say, he's only got one problem. He's not funny.
I knew you were going to say that. All right.
All right, Luka. Thanks a lot. You can check him out. He plays Ryan on the Hulu TV show Shrill. It's all the rage right now. Thanks, Luka.
Thank you, guys, very much.